friends. Welcome to Ask Dr. Julie Hanks podcast. I'm so glad you're here. In each episode, I coach a listener through a tough question about mental health, personal growth, family relationships, or faith journeys. My goal is to help you think, feel, or do something differently to improve your life because you listen to this podcast. I want you to step into your power and create a life you love. Let's get started. I am thrilled to welcome Alisa to the podcast. Hi, Alisa.
Hi.
So happy to have you with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What is your question for today?
My question is, how do I heal from being in a patriarchal marriage and let go of resentment I'm carrying towards the church?
Okay. So are you still in the patriarchal marriage?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Did you leave the marriage or did the marriage change?
It changed.
Okay.
Luckily.
Oh, good.
So yeah, we're still together and he's left the church and it's been a few years. And that's kind of when, like, because when we were in it, I didn't even notice that it was like a patriarchal marriage and he didn't really either. And so now, like, in hindsight, we're looking back and just seeing that it was kind of patriarchal. And so I kind of like lost myself a little bit. And I don't hold any like resentment or anger towards my husband because I recognize that like that's kind of what we were taught. And, like, how we viewed what a marriage was like a husband and wife relationship and things. So now mainly I just have a lot of like anger and resentment towards the church about kind of creating that for us. And I feel like we're working through a lot of challenges now that I kind of feel like were because of the patriarchal marriage in the past.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm curious, what have you noticed as you look back? How are you defining a patriarchal marriage?
Yeah. So basically just like the roles, like I ended up quitting my job that I really liked. And it was like a mutual decision, but you know, I don't know. I think like the main reason why like I look back in that it was hard is because I just felt like I didn't have a voice and I couldn't.
Yeah. So what's coming up for you right now?
Just sadness for the past me. That felt like I couldn't have opinions or speak up for myself or stand up for myself and do things that I really wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you look back on her, there's a lot of sadness for the things that you didn't say or didn't do or didn't know you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you have compassion for her? That she was doing the best she could?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I do. I think like I haven't allowed myself to feel anger until like recently. So now it's just like, oh, I'm just so mad now. Like I feel like I can feel the sadness and the compassion and empathy for myself.
Okay.
Now it just feels like anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me more about the anger. Like what thoughts and what sensations do you have when you're experiencing that?
I think just a lot of like what ifs, like it could have been different. Like who could I have been or how could our relationship have been if we didn't have, you know, that basis for it?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's like a lot of things have come up between me and my husband that have been really hard. And so I feel mad that we're dealing with this stuff now and we're like getting into like a lot more healthy relationship, but really hard.
Yeah.
I feel some anger about that.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, why did the church teach us this? Why, like, they've made my marriage harder to become healthy. Is that, am I getting it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of anger. And where do you feel the anger in your body? Like when you just really are in touch with that anger, where do you feel it?
I feel like it's in my chest mainly.
Okay. Yeah, so it's in your chest. And like, is it warm? Is it cold? Does it have like any other characteristics?
I would say it's like fiery hot.
Fiery hot in your chest. Okay. Yeah, that sounds intense. Yeah. And when you feel that, what do you do with that?
I just like, well, a lot of the time I try to just push it away because I still have those feelings of like, I can't be angry, like I shouldn't be feeling this. And then a lot of the time I just will just cry and feel like the sadness.
Gotcha. Okay. So when you feel that fiery feeling in your chest, I think it's going to be important for you to just give that a few seconds and acknowledge it, like, and greet it, like, hello, anger. It's okay that you're here. You make sense. Make sense that you're just kind of like acknowledge it. You don't have to sit in it. You don't have to live in it. But the pushing away is actually going to prolong the anger stage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
And so just greeting it, acknowledging, like, okay, you're here. Yep. Like, we're really angry and really sad about a lot of things that we were taught and how this all went down. And just give it some space. Yeah. And it sounds like you're able to get in touch with maybe what's underneath the anger, which is sadness and grief. Yeah. And that's really great. And where do you feel that? Where do you feel the sadness?
I think it kind of varies between like my heart space and like my gut.
Okay. And then it sounds like it comes out as tears. Yeah. Are you able to kind of express to your partner or friends or anyone else like what's going on for you?
I do have a lot of people I can talk to, and my husband and I have been talking about it too.
Oh, good. And is he able to validate that sadness and grief?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. What I want to encourage you to do is make a list of the losses, lost opportunities, lost time, lost conversations, lost connection. And just make a list. And when you feel that either the fire or that feeling in your heart or your abdomen, look at the list and acknowledge, like, yeah, I have lost a lot because of this framework that I was taught. And just give it a little bit of space.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I want to let you know, Elisa, that you are not alone in feeling the way that you feel. Yeah. You're not alone. I work with so many women, and particularly women who are in their midlife, just having this realization that you're having of like, oh my gosh, there's lost time, there's lost opportunities. Yeah. And after you give that grief some time, I want you to also make a list of what you're grateful for, too. Like, it's easy when you're in the pain to kind of see all black, all white. And we're also taught to think that way, right? But my guess is you've created a pretty great thing with your husband. And do you have children?
Yeah, we have three kids.
Okay. And so part of healing is like accepting like there's losses and there's also things that we got from it. It doesn't make it okay, But like having that balance of nothing is all bad or all good, you know? And I'm just so proud of you and your husband for untangling this at such a young age. I don't know what age you are, but you're a heck of a lot younger than a lot of people that I work with. So good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. What's been the hardest part of kind of recognizing and untangling this patriarchal marriage?
Yeah, just I think just seeing the stuff that keeps on like coming to the surface, and then also like the grieving, and like I feel like I was lost for a really long time. And just the process of learning who I am has been like really awesome, but like also really hard and defeating at times. And it just makes me sometimes sad, like that I wasn't me for so long.
Yeah, that you kind of gave up. It sounds like you gave up some things and parts of you that make you you. And you've had to rediscover those things. And that's hard to do when you have a husband and three kids. It's harder.
It
Yeah. I'm curious, what are some things that you've rediscovered recently?
So I've actually started my own business, which is cool.
It's way cool.
So that's been challenging because I feel like we're still fighting like the roles of like working more and really putting a lot of time into that. I realized that I just love, so I'm actually a coach as well.
Oh.
So that's what it is. And so I realized that that's like something that I love doing, just, connecting and, talking with people and helping other women and stuff. So
Yeah.
that's something. And then just, I love just like making friends and being with people. So
Yeah.
I've made a lot of time to do that for myself, which in the past I would never do that.
Because it's leaving your family, right? Yeah. Wow. And what, with you discovering these things, what's been kind of upset in your marriage?
So it's been, I feel like my husband's been really, really supportive, but it's also like I'm changing and I'm doing different things than I have like our whole marriage. We've been married for like 12 years. And so it's been like tricky to like figure out, okay, like this is the new normal and it's okay. And just kind of talking through it because sometimes it's still hard.
Well, traditional marriage or patriarchal marriage is based on supporting the husband, right? And so now that you're requiring support, it probably requires a lot more of him to be engaged in home and family and caregiving and those kind of things, right? Where that was just like assumed it was your job. Am I right?
Yeah, a hundred
Okay.
percent.
Yeah. So my guess is you have a lot of conversations about who does what and why is this my responsibility and what are you going to take on?
Yeah, and it's actually been really hard for me to let him take on a lot of those things because I have a lot of guilt. So for example, we discovered that I don't enjoy cooking dinner every night. Like, I don't, it's just not something that I look forward to. Like, I don't mind it, but I don't enjoy it. And my husband actually really enjoys it. Like, he loves cooking. So recently, he's been cooking dinner every night, and it's been so hard for me to either not help him or to just let him do it or trust that he'll do it, even. But it's been going really great. But it's still
Good, good.
hard. I feel guilty almost every night.
Okay, I feel guilty because,
I'm not making dinner.
and a good mom,
Makes dinner.
Okay. Yeah. And so you're having to look at these beliefs because you're feeling guilty because you still are holding on to that belief as if it's true.
Yeah.
Right? Good moms do this. Good moms do this. And so I really want you to challenge those when they come up. Like, do you really believe that a good mom has to make dinner every night?
No.
No. No. Guess how many days a week I make dinner?
I don't know.
Zero.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Because I don't believe that it's part of being a good mom.
Yeah.
Right? Like we have food for, you know, but my husband does, at this point, he does all the food, all the grocery shopping, all the planning. I don't think about it. I don't even know what we have in the freezer, or if we have chicken, or I have no idea.
That's awesome.
Yes. So if it makes you a bad mom, then you're in good company, because then I'm a bad mom too. Really bad mom. So it's going to require you to deconstruct all of those beliefs.
Yeah.
Right? A good mom is with her kids 24/7. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? A good mom is what else? What are other things that you've inherited?
Yeah. Plays with her kids all the time. Like on the ground playing with her kids.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
Like reads to them every night, does their hair nice, gets them nice clothes, you know, all of that stuff.
Her kids are always, they always look really put together, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has a clean house.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What I want you to do with this is to make a list of all of those beliefs that you want to challenge that came from this patriarchal marriage structure.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I want you to write down next to it where it came from. So church, you know, Western culture, my grandma, my mom, my sister, my dad, whoever. And then in the third column, I want you to write a healthier belief that you actually believe, like your conscious self believes. Okay.
Yeah.
You're making a lot of, I gave you a lot of lists today. This is like the list session.
Great. I love a list.
Okay. It's funny because I hate lists.
That is funny.
I know. So we've talked about you, your difficult feelings about this patriarchal marriage and the grief and the anger that comes up, right? And maybe writing down all those losses and giving that more time. And then we also talked about write down a few of the things that you got that you actually are going to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's certain, you know, like you're going to keep your kids. You're going to keep your marriage. You've been married 12 years. Like, that's amazing. You want to keep that. And so to kind of balance that out after you give the grief and the anger some time.
Yeah.
Okay. Because nothing's all good or all bad.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to make that list of the beliefs about what a good mom is that come from a patriarchal marriage structure or traditional marriage structure, and do those three columns of what it is, where it came from, and then what you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then share that with your husband.
Yeah.
And say, look, this is what I'm working on. And, you know, you could challenge him to do the same thing about his beliefs about what it means to be a good father, a good husband, or provider.
Yeah.
And you could share those lists with each other.
Yeah, that's great. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so proud of you, Alisa.
Thank you.
It's really great that you're doing this work and untangling this. And I also really believe that no experience is wasted. Like, there are opportunities that you didn't have because of the choices that you and your husband made, right? And you have also gained certain experiences during this time that help you to be who you are today.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like there are opportunities wasted, but the work that you've been doing is meaningful.
Yeah.
Caring for a home and family is meaningful work.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just get to do it consciously and with a lot more balance and include your husband a lot more in, yeah, in family life and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds really good. It helps me feel a lot better. So.
Yeah. Good. Well, that, I hope so. I hope you don't feel worse.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today and ask your question. I think this will resonate with so many women of all different ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it resonates with me. Like it resonates with me. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Are you enjoying this podcast? Let me offer you more support and the chance to connect with other like-minded women with a Latter-day Saint background. Join my group coaching. You will be seen, heard, and you'll find a welcoming group of women. And you'll get coaching from me around topics that matter most to you. To join my group coaching, go to drjuliehanks.com/membership today and use the code podcast to get your first month free. Come try it out. Let's support each other and grow together. You are not alone. We're waiting for you. Have you ever thought, hey, I want to talk to Dr. Julie Hanks about this question? Well, now's your chance. I want to have you on my podcast. So email hello@drjuliehanks.com with your question and the reason why you want to be on the podcast. And we may just choose you for a free coaching session.